Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I've had a lot going on, folks, so yeah, that's why I didn't do one Wednesday, but thank you so much for tuning in, at least doing one a week. If not, I'm trying to get two in, you know, but yes, if you haven't heard, another one bites the dust, and another one's gone, and another one's gone, another one bites the dust. Supreme Court unanimously says, you can't take Trump off the ballot, bye-bye. New York. That DA, they got to stay on his order. I don't care. I want $800 million from Trump. He's going down. You're guilty. I know you are. I'm finding you guilty no matter. I don't know why you're paying an attorney. You're guilty. I don't care. You're guilty no matter what. Makes me sick. But God's working. Every state has to have Trump on the ballot. I love it because they were trying to, we're not going to accept any write-ins, you know, whatever. To all you Democrats, I can't wait till you rot in hell because you're all going to have even Joe Biden's wife, Jill, is going to have to answer to God for why she's allowing them to parade her husband around, who is so mentally demented. He can't stand trial. They basically say he had illegal classified documents that he shouldn't have had. They're not doing anything because he is so mentally gone that he can't stand trial for it. You know, like if you're too far gone, you can't go after it. There you go, folks. Michael Moore. You need to stick to helping people lose weight because you're trying to say that white European Christians are the ones that are oppressing and Jewish people. Dude, you need to stick to your Richard Simmons promoting diet stuff, Michael Moore. You don't know what you're, just stick to your bowling for Columbine. My name's Michael Moore and I'm irrelevant because I'm a fat, bloated, worthless Democrat that doesn't care about anything. All he cares about is pocketbook. Joe Biden's State Department allowed a convicted child rapist from Brazil to come to the United States on a B-2 visa. Oh, don't worry. I'm Joe Biden, and I support pedophiles. Don't worry. If you voted for, I don't know how you can call yourself someone who hates Trump. You can't hate Trump and support the American flag. You can't be against Donald J. Trump and be for America. You can't be a Democrat and support the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't work. Nikki Haley, she won Washington, D.C., the Democratic swamp. And Nikki Haley, I won. I didn't win my home state, but I won Washington, D.C., which is 99.999998% Democrat. The 0.00001%. Yeah, that's a rhino Republican that's basically a communist Democrat. Got so much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, I'm Megan Garrett, and I sing and play piano for Casting Crown. This is the verse of the day. 1 Chronicles 16:24 says, declare his glory among all the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. This verse is part of David's song of thanks after God gave victory to the Israelites of the Philistines and the Ark of the Covenant was returned to Jerusalem. After experiencing a tremendous victory, David is urging his people to go and tell what the Lord has done. And in this verse, he's making a distinction between two separate groups of people, those who did not worship the true God and those who did. He's saying, tell everyone who does not know God about his power and might and salvation, and remind those who do know God that he's still powerful and mighty, and he is still declaring victory over their enemies. It's very important in our own lives to declare the glory of the Lord and sing our songs of thanks for all that he has done. It's our own testimonies that can open the ears of the sinners and encourage the hearts of the saints. So, no matter what battles you fought or are currently fighting, whether you know him personally or not, know and remember that God is powerful and mighty, and he will always win, even if we cannot understand his ways or his timing. He is worthy of all the praise and glory.
That's your verse of the day, folks. 1 Chronicles 16:24, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he has done. Yeah, see, so many people, they curse him under his breath. Then as soon as everything works out, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, instead of praising God through the storm, not knowing what's happening. See, the problem is when the storm's happening, you're going to have a problem if you're focusing on the storm and not on God, you know? If you focus on God, not the storm, you'll be fine. And that's what's going on because, you know, the Supreme Court just ruled today. Every state that, well, yeah, Trump is being taken off the ballot. You will not be able to vote for him. If you write him in, it's not going to count. We're just going to throw your ballot away. I mean, that's what we're going to do anyways in November. We're just going to throw your ballot away. So if you vote for Trump, just know we're going to throw your ballot away. We don't care. We're going to, Democrats, make sure you vote 7, 8, 9 times at least. We're going to allow that. I'm passing an executive order in the state of Colorado where Democrats are allowed to vote as many times as they want to. Well, we're going to have a thing like when you go to the voting machine, it will tell you how many times you want to vote for Biden, and we'll just, because, you know, we can do whatever we want to because we're Democrats, but wrong, the Supreme Court, yep, Trump has to be on every single ballot unanimously. Well, it's because you have these people like, Trump's guilty, I know he is. Folks, I'm going to find Trump guilty. It's just a matter of, I don't know why you brought attorneys here, because he's getting fined. I'm going to force him to pay billions. I don't care. I'm waking up every morning for you, New Jersey people. I'm waking up every morning, and I'm going to make Trump's life a living hell. I'm going to go after him every single. Oh, that's not insurrection. When you have people like Nancy, when you have like Maxine Waters, you need to get into the Trump people's face. You need to get. Yeah, I want to see you try to do that. I remember this guy, there were a bunch of people from Alabama goes, bring that Black Lives Matter stuff to Alabama. We'll kick your bleeping teeth in. Go ahead. Oh, you think you're going to come into our house when we worked hard for everything we had? Go ahead. I've had police in Michigan tell me point blank, if someone's in your house and they're not on the property or you don't know them, kill them. It'll be your word against theirs. We'll have to take your word. And I've been told that in almost every state. I'm not 100% positive, but every person I've talked to has told me point blank, like especially in Indiana, if you have protesters blocking the road, keep driving. If you run over them and kill them, it's their fault. They legally can't be there. All you have to do is call the police, and they'll get hauled away. They'll basically, from what the officer told me, a state trooper and a local sheriff told me, he goes, you call us, and they'll get arrested, period. And if you run them over, they can't be there anyway, so it's their word versus, you know. It's one of those things, you know. It's a different world we live in, because I was talking to my mom today. I'm like, God's working. He is. It's just, you know, we don't know his timing. Supreme Court unanimously dissolved liberals' meltdown over ruling that basically every state cannot disqualify Trump from the ballots. First of all, Trump, he there was an insurrection on January 6th. Not one person has been charged with insurrection, so how can you say that? Come on. I can't believe how many people are fighting for communism. They are fighting to get your freedoms taken away. They have this black guy saying, you're a black supporter, and you're a black person, and you said, well, I'm from Compton, and I support them. Oh, my God, you're so stupid. I'm like, how can anybody in their right mind support Joe Biden? How can you? When you get actual, I remember when they had that guy, and this is no joke, he goes, they said, Joe Biden said this, if you have to decide whether you're voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Whatever, that's not true. He never said that. When they showed it to him, he's like, what, huh? Joe Biden on day one said, I'm getting rid of America First agenda. Like I was talking to Mom. You could have Joe Biden on day one. They'd be like, on day one, folks, we're going to mandate everyone must get the vaccine for COVID no matter what. There's no exemptions. If you do not get the vaccine, you will not be allowed to work or collect a paycheck. You will have 2 weeks to show proof of your first shot. Get it? Or you will not be able to work, get a job, nothing. You would have people cheering it on like, yeah, shove it to those non-vaxxers. How do they? And like I tell people all the time, well, just wait. Just wait. Just wait till that mandate that you can't work or you can't do this or can't do that, wait till it's something that you don't believe in or don't support. You may not support, well, you shouldn't care if I'm vaccinated or not, because your vaccine should keep you 100%. You should never be able to in a billion years get COVID if your vaccine works. You shouldn't. If the medication works like it says it does, you should never be able to get heartburn. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. How dare you? That's what's wrong with this world. You have people, because of some court case, back in some Supreme Court case, yeah, you're going to be forced to get the vaccine. How dare you? And people were fighting for that. People were cheering the fact, like, yeah, we're gonna be able to, I have people that we're gonna force you to get the vaccine. And then I knew people that, no joke, and I've talked about some of the program, they were like, you don't think for yourself. You're so stupid. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. And then as soon as the vaccine came out, just trust Dr. Fauci, just get the vaccine. Don't question it. We're never gonna go back to normal until you get a vaccine, stupid. Just don't even question, don't even. I can't believe you actually want to question something. Isn't questioning something thinking for yourself? Like my pastor always said, like I've had three pastors and they've said this, don't believe a word I said. Take 100% of what I tell you. Look it up. You don't sit down with me. Come into the office. Yeah, you have a question about my scriptures? Well, yeah, you said here in, let me see here, you said here in 1 Chronicles 16:24, publish his glorious deeds among the nations, tell everyone about the amazing things he has done. I don't think that's what it, I don't think it really means what you said it did. Well, let's talk about it, and you'll have a concern, and he'll explain to you why he says it does. And this is, you're not wrong. You're not right, and I'll explain why. Because there's a lot of stuff in the Old Testament that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this. Well, that's for people before, you know, if you, that's the people that follow the law. I know people that like, okay, when they eat cheese, they say this prayer. When they do this, they do that. If you're convicted to not eat meat on a certain day, I know people that don't eat meat on a certain day, period. Like every Friday they don't eat meat, not just during Lent. If you're convicted on that, that's all dandy. You know, I remember I had like $9 billion lottery or whatever. I'm like, I'm going to buy a ticket. And I bought like a Powerball wasted $2 that me and my wife didn't have, and my wife got mad, and I got convicted. And God's like, well, what would you, well, like the odds of you winning are like a trillion to one. What are you wasting? I've told you to be frugal with the money God gave you. Don't waste it. And he got on me, and I don't, you know. And I've said this before. When we went to West Virginia, I went to look at a lottery to find out what state we're in. I was like, it's Ohio. I'm like, dang it. I just wanted to look at, because she's like, you don't need a lottery ticket. I'm not trying to buy one. I just want to know what state we're in, you know, because you can tell if it's like Kansas lottery or Illinois lottery, you know what state you're in. And I didn't. I wasn't trying to buy one. I was like, hey. But one of those things, you know. But like I've been talking about, you have people that were basically cheering on, they're going to mandate the vaccine, and you're going to be forced to go to, yeah, and when they're cheering on people that are trying, they're cheering on communism. You don't want anything to be mandated, because if they can mandate a vaccine, then they can mandate anything. We're going to get that. What do they call that? Oh, yeah, it's a vaccine passport. Well, it's just to make sure. Yeah. Well, what's going to happen with the vaccine passport, what we're going to do here with this vaccine passport, it's kind of simple. You know, what we're going to do here is it's just going to start out as a vaccine passport, and then we're going to mandate other things that you're going to have to comply with. And then we're going to have electrical cars, and the government's going to be able to turn them off. So, like, if you're not compliant, we'll make sure your car won't work so you can't go to work. Yep. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to make it, if it's a, when the next pandemic comes, they'll make, okay, if you're not deemed essential, you won't be able to use your card. We're going to lock down cars. You have no need to go anywhere. So why are you buying gas? Why are you buying gas? You have no business being out. You need to be in your closet with the doors locked. How dare you try to get out? You're going to kill everyone in America. Wasn't that your point? You're trying to, there's precious resources on planet Earth, and you're trying to thin the population? Look at that Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory from like 2009, where a lady's like, oh yeah, how are they going to be able to get people mass inoculated with a vaccine that they normally wouldn't take? How can you convince a world populace to do something that they would never normally do? Well, you have a legal case. If you were forced, if you lost your job, or you were forced to get the vaccine against your will, you have a legal case, because the vaccine does not stop the spread, it does not prevent you from getting it, and it does not lessen it. It does nothing. Now, the CDC again has come out saying that we need to treat COVID like we do the flu. But I've always wondered this, because I've always felt like COVID was supposed to be more deadly than it was, and they tried to figure out what did they do wrong. I've always had that in the back of my mind. That is the number one thing that came to my mind. Like, they tried to scare people with the COVID virus because it was supposed to be more deadly, and it wasn't as deadly when they were messing around with it in the lab. I think the data they had showed it was supposed to be way more lethal than it was. And when it wasn't, they tried to panic people. And I've always had that feeling like it was supposed to be way more lethal than it was and kill more people, and it didn't. But don't worry. Like, that's why I asked now, is this an mRNA vaccine? Because I'm on, is this booster? Is this anything? I don't care what it is. Is this shingle shot? Is this pneumonia shot? Is it mRNA at all? Because I won't even go near that stuff. You can, there's no, give me a blank check. I'll take the coronavirus vaccine if I know I've got like 24 hours to live. I'm a man of freedom. I believe if you think that the vaccine is so great, you should be able to have 75 vaccines. You should be able to take every COVID vaccine they have from every manufacturer. Don't worry, folks. diet expert and guru, Michael Moore, Palestinians, Israel's persecutors. It's been white European Christians slaughtering Jews all along. Yeah, that's why Adolf Hitler, who banned religion and burned churches and shut them all down. Yeah, that sounds like a Christian. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The obese white European Michael Moore. What is he claiming, that he's not a part of the group because he's not a Christian? Michael Moore, stick to your diet stuff, okay? Stick to your Snackwells cookies, okay? They didn't make them anymore. They were like these, like, diet, like, Snackwells diet cookies. Of course, Oprah Winfrey's probably eating them by the box. Yeah, they're good for you if you have one or two a day, but we need a whole box. It's like, I don't know if you ever heard of Brian Regan. Serving size for Fig Newtons, two cookies. I ate a whole sleeve. I ate them by the sleeve. What the heck, you know? It's like when you look on ice cream, like, serving size, eighth of a cup or whatever, is like tiny. Dude, we just kind of did that as a joke, but it's going out like that. Just leave it. I mean, because, like a lot of those, like, I love gluten-free pizzas, and I'm trying to watch my carbs. I mean, you look at some of those pizzas, like, oh, that's not many carbs. That's per serving. That's not per pizza. Like, two slices. Huh? 36 carbs for two slices of pizza? Holy crap. No, I ate the whole thing. I have, like, 10 slices. Yeah, crap, you know? Like those gluten-free pizzas, even the cauliflower ones. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're on a low-carb diet and you're trying to go under 50 carbs a day, yep, two pieces of that cauliflower pizza, and you're like, well, that's not bad for the, because I always thought, like, that's 36, that's a lot. And it's even more when I realize that that's, like, for two slices or whatever, not the whole pizza. But, you know, we got to support Michael Moore. He's just so awesome. Him and Rob Reiner, man, they're like the two people that won't die. I mean, you can sit there and take like a steel knife and dagger and stay in their heart and be like, yep, you just rip the thing out. You can't. I'm immortal. I'm Michael Moore. I'm the Bowling for Columbine King. We need to ban guns from law-abiding citizens to keep them out of the hands of criminals, man. No criminal is going to get a gun on the black market and kill our kids in the school if we take guns away from law-abiding citizens. I mean, the stuff they believe makes no sense. I've yet to hear anyone talk about making sure that criminals can't get their hands on guns. Well, I support gun legislation that will keep legal gun owners fully heavily armed while ensuring that guns can never get in the hands of criminals. I'd love to know how you could do that. It's okay, though, folks. It's okay. Us white Europeans are the ones that are killing Jews, not the Palestinians and Iranians. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they're having Palestinian flags at these rallies against Jewish people. I mean, even Miley Blinker is understanding that, hey, all my friends, wait, you're anti-Semitic? You hate Jewish people? Huh? She's finally woke up. Like I said, the real agenda is starting to come out, and I don't think people are understanding the real agenda. Because, I mean, you can't support the agenda that's going on right now and be for free. You can't support the American flag and the Constitution. Well, Trump I can't believe anyone can support the MAGA movement. I mean, he's a threat to our democracy. Yeah, what democracy? We're a constitutional republic. I don't get it, but, you know, somebody has to support Biden. I don't know how you can. And you got to be proud of this. French Parliament votes 780 to 72 to enshrine right to abortion in the Constitution. So in the French Constitution, now you have the right to an abortion. That's got to be real powerful. France now is the, you have the legal right now in France to kill a human life. I can't believe you're against abortion. Well, your mom was because she let you live. I think anyone that supports abortion, we should just kill. I'd love to figure out how you know, like, what trimester is. So, like, if they're, like, 25 or 30 and they're, like, for abortion, find out, yes, I'm going to perform a 1,000th trimester abortion. She would have wanted it that way. She was pro-abortion. I mean, seriously, how can you, your mom chose life. Your mom chose life. You got to be real proud there, France. Allowing the constitutional right in your country to have abortions to kill another life. I mean, don't worry, folks. Trump's never been on Epstein Island. That's the reason why I cannot support anything with Disney. When Disney Cruise Line ships were actually taking voyages to Epstein Island. Sorry, folks. If Disney cruise ships are going to go to Epstein Island, then they support pedophilia, and I can never support any organization or anyone that does. And you got Biden's State Department allowing a child rapist to come to the U.S. on a tourist visa. It was a B2 tourist visa. Yeah, a child rapist. You go to Canada, they have, Mr. Wilcott, yes, sir. It says here that you got arrested for, you were charged with possession of cocaine and illegal firearm. Well, actually, those were expunged. I did that. Yeah, that was, we have to make sure because if we can't prove that was expunged, sir, you're going to be, we won't let you into Canada. And I said, yeah, I got the, here's the number. Talk to my attorney. Yeah, it was all taken care of. And that's what they do. And they won't let you in the country on certain, because for certain things. You know, I guarantee you that dude wouldn't be allowed in Canada. But Joe Biden would let him in here. Good old President Chester. I mean, I can't believe that the Democrats support Chester. Chester the molester. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm the sniffer. It's sick. I mean, it's sad. I never would have thought that there would be people that would be fighting for pedophilia. There would be people that are like, well, you know, it's minor attracted adults or something. They have like a sort of like the he, she, they movement, you know, that like non-binary BS. These people that actually... We have and they're trying to make it, they're trying to normalize it. And I know if you go back to the Greek and Roman times, it was a rite of passage into manhood for a guy to have sexual relations with an older man. And you weren't a male until I happened. That's gross. I'm glad I don't live in that time period. But it's sad that they're normalizing this stuff. Oh, it's perfectly normal for an older man to have intercourse with a little girl. It's okay. It's fine. Child trafficking and pedophilia is great. It's sad. It's just sad the way this world has come. It makes no sense. With about 29 minutes left in the program, all these pro-Palestinians calling me a Nazi. Yeah, you're a Trump supporter. He's a Nazi. Okay, you support Palestine? You want to have Jews killed, but Trump supports Jewish people? It's just sad. This is going to be interesting. I mean, God's working. You just got to... We don't know his plan, but we just do. Some criminal defendants charged in connection with Capitol riots on January 6, 2021, had their sentences improperly increased, a federal appeals court in D.C. has ruled. Finally, some justice, but there are people that have been given no due process. I mean, it's slow. I mean, it's amazing how they can sit there and they can track everybody by their cell phones, and we know who is at where and exactly. They use cell phone ping data to pinpoint where someone is so they can capture a criminal or a fugitive. But, you know, Fannie Willis, yeah, we have tons of, and she's trying to get cell phone data dismissed because it basically shows that her and her boy toy were having a massive relationship before she gave him that job to go after Trump. And then gave them all this money, and then they went on lavish vacations and everything. How convenient. And this is funny. Hunter Biden could not recall many key details about Biden business during his deposition with the White House impeachment inquiry. Oops. I don't know anything. It's like Fannie Willis and her boy toy. If they were honest, they'd be in trouble, so they tried to skirt the questions and try to answer them in a way that wouldn't incriminate them, but the more questions they've had to answer, you said this here, this can't be true, the way you answered question B, A can't be true. Either you lied the going-ons with question A or question B. Because when I asked you the first question, question A, you gave this answer. When I gave you question 2 or question B, you gave that answer. They contradict each other. And it'd be like the fifth question they asked that would contradict the first one, and they'd be screwed because, well, if they keep answering these questions half-honestly, because if they're real honest, they would get in trouble because they were doing illegal stuff. So they kept trying to skirt these questions and answer them in a way that they wouldn't incriminate themselves. But the more they answered all these questions, the more the answers started to not make sense because this doesn't match with this, doesn't match with this, doesn't match with this. Well, there you go. That's where we're at, folks. That's like Hunter Biden. I don't know anything. I just magically forget. We're in the most secure place in the White House, but we don't know who the cocaine belongs to. Yeah, okay. You have all this data about January 6th. From the cell phone ping data and this and that proves all this stuff 100%. But you have every square centimeter, every square micron of the White House on video 100%. But magically, you don't know who the cocaine, you know, Hunter Biden, are you kidding me? I would respect him if they said, yeah, Hunter Biden, yeah, it is mine. Yep. Yep, I'm an addict. At least he'd be honest. I could at least respect them for that. They wouldn't do anything to him anyways. I mean, even Snoop Dogg back in the day admitted he was on top of the White House smoking pot. In this money, Chris Hotman, the business partner of Fountain County's Deputy District Attorney Jeff DeSantis, works with Joe Biden's re-election campaign. The financial disclosure shows, but don't worry, folks, the cell phone data that they use to track people down proves that Fannie Willis was having relationships and everything going on. Yeah, true. No, we never did anything. So that's what happens when you have people that make no sense because they lie on 15 questions. They don't really lie. They just don't tell the whole truth. And then when question one doesn't match question five because it contradicts it, and then question two and question three and question six. I didn't know they were going to ask this many questions. Wait a minute here. What? Oh, crap. Our stories don't make sense. Well, maybe if you're honest. Yeah, guess what? I was banging her for 2 years before I gave her the job. It's not why he got the job, but hey, it's not going to matter. But yeah, it God's working. It's just everything's just falling apart first of all, you know, when people, and we're going to go after Trump and we're going to get him and all this stuff, and your thing's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. You're like the Democrats are like a Titanic sinking fast because people are waking up, and even a lot of these, I'm a Democrat, but I don't support this. I didn't support that. We Mayorkas, yeah, that wastes of space. I mean, this is well, new. You're gonna bring illegals into my state. I'm gonna pack them up and ship them to your state. You're the one that wanted them. We didn't. It's amazing how. Stop sending us these people. Well, you wanted them. You wanted open borders. Then you got places like Michigan. Take them in. They got squatter laws, dude. They got squatter laws. I'd be going out. What I'd be doing, I'd be going out. I'd be going to the city. Yeah, can you shut off the water? I'd be like, okay. Yeah, I'd be poisoning them. Oh, they done. There's things you can do to those people that they'll die. No, they die. I don't know. They just all of a sudden just died. I don't know. I didn't want nothing to do with them, so I left them. And like once they get in, I mean, I can go to someone's house in Michigan, and once I'm inside, it would be virtually impossible as long as I never go outside. It'd be almost impossible to get me out. I'm going to get a bunch of people and try to get into the governor's mansion in Michigan. Yeah, we're selling cookies. Yeah, we need to come inside, ma'am. It's so much fun. Because once you got in her house, you can't get me out. Squatter laws. Let's see what it says. Okay. It's just crazy. Wow. You know, I stand up for my freedom because I want my nieces and nephews to have freedom. You never know when it is. You know, Richard Lewis, the famous comedian, Curb Your Enthusiasm, oh, what a great show. You know, he had a heart attack amid his battle with Parkinson's disease. And, you know, I don't take a day for granted. You know, my one friend, her mom, passed away. 60 years old, and I don't take it for granted. That's why I help out my mom all the time I can and see her. I don't know. My mom is way older than my friend's mom, who was 60 and passed away. And that's what we do. We need to be there. I fight so that my kids have a nation to come to. I mean, what these Democrats want is so great. That's why these migrants are coming here. That's why they're traveling. Let me tell you, it's a lot closer to get to Venezuela than it is to here. I just wonder how they're going to do a State of the Union address. I mean, that dude can't even put 5 sentences together. I don't know how. Because supposedly he's going to do a State of the Union address. Usually it's already happened. But I guess it can go up until March. I mean, they're probably, you know, I thought they would have already had one. I don't know how they're going to do one, because he can't even hold two. He can't put 2 sentences together. It's nuts, folks. That's the problem. We live in this AI world. Artificial intelligence speaks. That's the problem. People are lying everything. They don't think for themselves. What percentage of the earth is water? The water covers approximately 71% of the earth's surface. Yep, they don't look it up. They don't research. They just try to get the answer real quick, and then they forget it in 5 minutes. I don't know if you heard of this one, but this is what I'm talking about, folks. The EU Parliament has approved the creation of a digital wallet system, raising concerns over the increasing state control over people's lives. They want to have a digital currency that they can control, so you can't have money outside of a digital currency. How are you going to transfer? How can you put money under the bed? How can you put money set aside for a rainy day? It's going to be in a digital account. There's times that I take money and I hide it and I put it away so I don't spend it. Where if it's in the account, yeah. Okay, folks, we need to lock down this account because he said some stuff against the parliament. Yep. He's doing. That's just where we live in, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Trust us. Just live in Florida, where you go 3 weeks without power after a hurricane. And unless you got money, you're done for, because you can't buy anything. There's no power. I mean, like these Democrats, they do whatever they want to. The politicians do whatever they want to. Mitch McConnell, he's stepping down in November. He should have stepped down like 4 years ago. It's just like the Hillary Clinton thing. We're investigating Hillary Clinton. They're doing just enough to come after you. He'll say just enough to get you fired up. Yeah, there's gonna be something. Then like 2 weeks later, he'll be like anti everything. He'll be like, that damn rhino. Well, is he a rhino or is he not a rhino? Oh yeah, we're gonna save money by, why don't you save money by running the country right? The UK Cabinet Office is harnessing the skills of artificial intelligence to cut the number of civil servants and slash running costs. Pretty soon, yeah, we're not gonna have employees. Yeah, we're just gonna have AI. Well, then you're gonna be fighting with AI for a job. How can I beat that thing? It's a robot. Dude, that can think 5,000 moves ahead, dude. I remember one time I was kind of out of it, and I went in my Mac, and I was playing chess, and I had, like, expert level. I was like, one move, checkmate. Like, what? not even thinking, because I wasn't thinking moves ahead like you have to. And I'm ching-ching, dang, like my, the fifth move, checkmate. I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't really trying that game. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I just shut it off. But pretty soon, you're going to be fighting with AI for your job. Hello, I am Chatbot. What? I'm here to interview you. You are going up against Chatbot 2.4. How am I supposed to compete with Chatbot? You probably won't get the job since Chatbot doesn't have to take a break or sit down or do anything. How much money are you looking to make? Because Chatbot doesn't cost anything. He is free. We don't pay him. Except for we take your money. Yeah, pretty soon this AI stuff's going to go out the window when there's no tax revenue coming in. What do we do here, folks? We have no one working because we have these AI chat bots everywhere. I mean, heck, you go to these fast food restaurants now. Hello. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. How can I take your order today? And I want to, I think it's Arby's that has like an automated robot that like, hello, and thank you for choosing Arby's. What can I get started for you today? And it's automated, and I'm trying to find out how I can talk to it in a way that it doesn't comprehend, so I can actually spit it out and see if it allows me to go to a real person. That's why I go inside. I'm like, I got a question. I did that one time. I got a question. So what's up with your drive-thru? Because I won't use it. I'm going to come in here. I want you to have a job. I don't know. If you're having a robot that answers the drive-thru and you're going to lose a job and an employee, and that's a potential job, I know no one wants to work anymore, but you need to sit there and change, do something. Got about 9 minutes left in the program. Wow, I've just been going through some stories and just been like that people don't understand. It's just nuts, folks. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. I mean, like even Arby's, they have like the 5 roast beef sandwiches for $10 or whatever. I remember when they were 5 for $5. Now it's like 4 for like $10. You can, and then they try to brag like it's a big deal. You can have one for now and then one for later and one for later after that. I knew when they were 10 for 10, when they had 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5, there people used to get that deal and get like 5 of them for $5 and get like, you know, 10 for $10 or whatever, and they put them in the freezer and just, I never thought of doing anything like that. Oh, yeah, I'd get like 20 of them for like $20. But it's okay, folks. You know, I want my nieces and nephews and cousins, aunts and uncles to say, hey, well done, my good and faithful son. Thank you for trying to do something to help this country, you know. I don't push Christianity on people. Following Jesus Christ is a decision you have to make for yourself. We need to wake up this nation. We need to put God first. That's what's wrong. There's school shootings because we took God out of the school. How dare you? How dare you push Christianity? How dare you push Christianity on my kid? And maybe if we didn't have parents that were okay with their kids being a cow. Yeah, I'm a gallon jug of milk. I identify as gallon jug. How you doing? I am Benjamin Dover, and this is my wife, Eileen Dover. You will address us as such. Eileen Dover, her husband Benjamin Dover. Hi, I'm Ben Dover, and this is my wife Eileen Dover. Oh, that's so much fun. Yes, I identify as them, so you need to treat me. Yes, you need to treat me as who I identify as. I'm Ben Dover and my wife Eileen Dover. Yeah, and you need to identify me as such, and that's what this world is. You know, that's what's wrong with this world. People don't care anymore. We got God out of everything. We got kids. Oh, we need to support them in whatever they want to be. No, they can't make decisions for themselves. That's why you're a parent. My kid wants to be a giraffe, and I think he needs to be a giraffe. Okay? Yeah, if I identify as fentanyl, yeah, I'm an illicit drug. I'm illegal. Oh, yeah, so much fun. You know, we didn't have this when God was in this nation. When we put God first and we watched him work. Nope, not. How dare you push Christianity on my kid? How dare you want my kid to have manners and respect and obey and be a Christian? How dare you? I want my kid to be abusive and beat up other kids. Then when my kid's depressed, we're going to blame it on the fact that he thinks he's a different gender. Yeah, it's what it is. No, she's going through changes in her body, like everyone does. It's just one of those things, folks. You know, we need to put God first and watch him work. You know, the Bible says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me, and that's no one can. There's only two genders, male and female. If you want to debate that with me, you show me the science that proves medically that there are more than two genders. Well, technically, there's a third one if you count hermaphrodites, which are a very rare group of people that have both sex organs. But that's medically. That's not someone who's, I think I'm a giraffe. No, you're not. Remember when we had mental institutions and we put people in them to get them help? And we need to bring them back. That's what's wrong in this world. No one wants to do anything. Don't worry, Nikki Haley, we're in Washington, D.C., so we're all going to be okay. It's okay. Nikki Haley is the protected winner of the Democratic state of Washington, D.C. I'm a fighter. I am. I didn't win my home state. I mean, Walter Mondale at least won his home state. I mean, come on. How can you not? I don't get it, folks. I don't understand. Folks, I trust my government about as much as I would take advice on dieting from Michael Moore. I am Michael Moore, and I'm going to show you how to lose weight. I'm going to tell you what to do, but don't do what I do, because, oh, those 5 buckets of fried chicken, the watermelon too, don't worry about that, it's okay. Yeah, I'm tired when people try to tell me what to do. You don't think for yourself. Republicans didn't think for themselves until the vaccine came along, then Democrats didn't think for themselves. No, we always thought for ourselves. We always, when you hear somebody on the radio and you're like, hey, that guy makes sense. I've listened to pastors before, man. I kind of like this guy. And then he's like, no, click. Folks, I wanted to be a billionaire, so I started giving and tithing the lifestyle I wanted. You were giving way more money than you were tithing more money? How can you tithe more? Tithe means 10%. You can't give more than 10%. Well, you can, but then you're not technically tithing, because tithe means 10%. But these people that don't make no sense. Well, I wanted to be a billionaire, so I just, what should I do? Just give away my, tithe my whole paycheck, and then, well, God's going to bless me, you know, so I'm going to get even more back, so I'm going to be even richer. I hate these prosperity preachers. I don't tithe because I get something out of it. I do it because I have goodness in my heart. I know God will bless me in some form. It may be, hey, I need a pair of underwear. These ripped, and the guy said, hey, man, any, I just came from the laundromat. Here's a clean pair. I just washed them, man. There you go, man. Thanks. Just because I donate 10 bucks doesn't mean I'm going to get 10 bucks back. I may have people like, here's 50 shirts, man. I can't wear them. Take any ones you want. I'm like, okay, I'll take them. At least I can put them in our Esther's treasures. But, you know, it's like when you have all these shirts, like, what do I do with all this stuff, you know? But I get blessed in other ways, you know, and that's the thing, you know. We need to put God first in this country and watch him work. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And don't forget this, folks. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.